What RV? March 8, 2020 by Justice Anirvan writes, Big Lake, Alaska. RV/GCR, Global Currency Reset and Revaluation. When people talk about RVs and non-disclosure agreements promoted by the DoD, they are basically describing a criminal operation fostered by the United Nations to destroy the US dollar via grotesque inflation, while at the same time trying to wash their own hands of a gigantic slush fund that was accumulated as a result of crooked bookkeeping and non-disclosure to the American people for over 100 years. The same vermin who created the problem are trying to create yet another problem as the solution to their own dilemma, but it's not going to help. NDAs or not, we are going to know and trace every transaction coming out of those bases, and we are going to hold each and every man and woman engaged in promoting this activity accountable. Why? For the same reason you hold thieves and counterfeiters accountable. The money they are giving away isn't theirs to give, the currency they are ruining isn't theirs to ruin, and everything they are doing is going to come back on them like the snap of a mouse trap. The UN is going to be held accountable. The church is going to be held accountable. And the DoD is going to be held accountable. And the credit owed to us is still going to be owed, no matter how fast they give away US dollars or what they try to claim about their activities, it will avail them nothing. Why? Because the exchange rate is pegged against the United States silver dollar, not the USD. So once again they prove to be destructive criminals, but not so bright. Before this started, the US dollar exchange rate in real time was 40,000 to 1 United States silver dollar. The delusional nature of money is on public display, there for all to see. Just like the big news that carbon dioxide can't be the cause of global warming because it makes up only 0.35% of the atmosphere. Just like the big news that the coronavirus has a death rate like the common cold. So if we aren't in terror of the common cold, why should we be paralyzed by fear of the coronavirus? Turn off 5G. Turn on T-Mobile instead. Use your buying clout while you still have it. Did you know that 89 members of Congress are dual citizens of Israel? 88 of those traitors are Democrats. Everything that you are suffering, the gross inflation of what you have been forced to use as money, the coronavirus, the use of your children as prey for pedophiles, the pollution of your planet, the destruction of your quality of life, the destruction of your country has all been brought to you by the Democratic Party and the UN Corp and the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg operating as JP Morgan. And it is time that all these politicians got caught and held by the neck, and all these DoD officials, too. It's time for the Democratic Party to be outlawed as a crime syndicate, and time for the rats to realize they are no longer acting in a vacuum. The Americans and the Brits and the Aussies and the Germans and the Japanese and the Canadians are all awake now. It won't be long before the entire planet shakes a leg, and we are not confused or deceived about what is going on nor who is responsible for it. We know. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anirvan Writes website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anirvan Writes website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.